Locker Room Chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tamman with you. Now time to talk Royal Valley football with the head coach, David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Royal Valley picking up that second win of the year last week and defeating Jefferson West 24-14. Plenty we can dissect from it, coach, but just how nice was it to get back on the winning track?
Oh, it always feels good, right? We've talked many times about moral victories and different things throughout our season and how close we are to being, what, 4-3. You know, I think we're two plays here and there being 4-3 with three losses against three really good high quality teams, and so to get a Big Seven win is always great. You know, Jeff West continues to improve and they're young and they made some solid plays and really made us work.
Let's talk about just maybe the defense a little bit. You know, your offense scored 18 of the 24 points in the first half, and then you're able to hold that Tiger offense scoreless in the second half. What'd you like about the defense in the second half?
I mean, we just ran to the football. You know, 92% effort grade, executed on all three levels of the defense and made major improvements. You know, we went through, made some little halftime adjustments here and there and just kind of saw what they did. And, you know, they had 147 total yards for the game. They had 72 on two plays in the first half, you know, which is not abnormal for them. They've scored in three straight games. I think they've scored a touchdown pass over 40 yards. And so it's not abnormal that they're a big play team. And so we knew we were going to have to hang in there consistently and fight with them a little bit. So, but our defense really just, they learned what they gave up in the first half, and they just they didn't break at all. I think we had allowed like 20 yards total in the entire second half. So it was a good game.
We've talked about the rushing attack throughout the majority of the year. We've had Nolan Bausch as an athlete of the week last month, and Jackson Stevens. I know you've mentioned him before, and he led the ground attack. He had three touchdowns in the game, monster efficiency for him, and I know he's been just a heck of a player for you this season.
Yeah, you know, 230-some yards of rushing and, you know, almost 10 yards of carry and a big 80-yard run for the second touchdown of the game. And, you know, he's so close to breaking another two or three. And, you know, just like when Nolan had Athlete of the Week, you know, 4 weeks ago or so, we talked about how Jackson blocked and Nolan doesn't get those yards if Jackson's not doing his job. And this is the same thing is true now. You know, Jackson doesn't get those yards if Nolan doesn't do his job, and they're good kids and they work extremely hard. And you know, Jackson, both of them, everybody on the team, but Jackson especially, keeps getting better every week at executing his job and doing just a little bit better, taking the coaching. He's a smart kid. He's on the honor roll. He's an elected team captain. He's, you know, is one of our cornerstones of our program. For him to get some accolades and him to show out like he did, it's pretty special.
Royal Valley head coach David Boucher joining us. We'll step aside, come back. Big district matchup to wrap up the regular season. They'll take on Perry Lecompton. We'll talk about that when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our Royal Valley locker room chat here this week on KNZA. Brandon Tabman joined by the Panthers football coach David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Final week of the regular season and a big district game against Coach Perry Lecompton team that you know, they come in 2-5, and, you know, they've seen some similar competition as you guys as well. You know, Nemaha and Sabetha and things like that. They've also played Hayden, team you've seen as well, so they've also played a difficult schedule. But losing against undefeated Atchison last week, 42-0, again, coming into this game at 2-5. What stands out about Perry when you put them on film?
Oh, like you said, they're a very similar team. We've played similar opponents, and we've won and lost by similar margins. And the thing is that they don't allow teams to break away from them, even good teams. They keep them close. They keep the game competitive. They run, you know, Coach Paramore really coaches them up and they play hard and they play sound, and they execute, on offense and defense and special teams. You know, they have, you know, the Gordon kid's really a solid athlete. You know, plays hard and does a lot of things. He makes a lot of tackles from his free safety spot. He's gained a lot of yards, whether he's quarterback or running back. He's played both this season. So they pose a lot of different challenges.
Now, you mentioned Tristan Gordon again. He started the year at quarterback, but kind of shuffled him around, was injured a little bit, so they had moved him to wide receiver. But he's had a 200-yard rushing game this season, and a team that hasn't had a whole lot of success passing. They try, they can do it at times, but the numbers certainly haven't maybe been there as much as they would like. I mean, obviously, is the running game kind of the number one thing that you got to stop with Perry?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're still a balanced team. I think they're a 68% running team, 32% passing team. So they're gonna chuck around a little bit, so you gotta be able to defend both. Anytime you have to replace 22 seniors, which is what I think they had last year, 21 or something like that, you're gonna have some growing pains with some new starters and finding rhythm and connection. I think they're just struggling through it, but they're. They might not have scored last week, but there's a lot of opportunities that they could have. They were inside the red zone a couple times and just didn't come away with points. But, they did that with Hayden as well. They were inside the red zone a couple times, three or four times maybe, and just didn't come away with points. So, you got to defend the run, obviously, but they're going to throw the ball around. If you lull yourself to sleep, they can get you.
Matchup obviously going to determine a playoff matchup next week. Win or lose is going to kind of dictate where it goes come playoff time. So obviously a big game to wrap up the regular season. What do you see as a few keys and kind of the expectations for your team this week?
Like always, we don't want to beat ourselves. We can't turn the ball over. We need to be efficient on offense. We need to get takeaways on defense, and we can't allow the big play. It's been our Achilles heel all season. Even in wins, we just cannot allow. We got to make the other team earn it. We can't allow a big play. We saw it against Jeff West last week, and so we just got to continue to work on that. And part of that is just aligning correctly, doing things that we can control, and that's focusing on our job, aligning correctly, and then hustling after the ball once the ball snaps.
There it is, Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, Panthers and Cause. Royal Valley hosting this final game of the regular season. Playoff implications on the line out of this Class 3A District number 4. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
All right, thanks, sir.